Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Trend BA Champions Gold Trend Zeit Warriors.
Okay.
Courtesy of Paul Garaventa, celebrating.
The condolences. Condolences to Alicia.
Yeah, condolences our for the fans. Celtics fans. I came around on this Celtics team. Love the coach. Was feeling Jaylen Brown by the end. And I like Al Horford a lot. So
yeah.
not great. It's also, we're talking, I don't know. It's tough to lose on the biggest stage at the same time. It's also, I feel like there's so many times when I hear old NBA heads talk about somebody losing it, they're like, well, you know, the Wizards made that run to the second round in like 5 years ago, and I'm like, I don't remember that at all. It's like the only right. teams that I remember making a deep run are the ones that make it to the finals for right, whatever right. reason. Everything else is just memory hold for me. But yeah, I mean, it's fun for me to watch, you know, so somebody who grew up, I'm Biden-esque in my NBA fandom, in that I have like the majority of my memories of the
touch.
Yeah. The majority of my memories are from an era when like you couldn't just do it with good shooting. Like you had had to have a banger and like big men and
a guy with a rusty razor blade.
Yeah, you had to leave the razor blade in the rain barrel overnight. Mm-hmm. I know how you guys do it.
Exactly. Gotta have a corn pop in your starting five.
But so it's always, I don't know, and it's beautiful. Like the way the Warriors play is beautiful.
That fourth quarter, towards the end of the game, when they were just trading threes, and I was like, they're throwing up some ridiculous shit. And I remember in the text that it was Jabari, I'm like, yo, they're violating now. Like, it's getting it's getting really absurd. And even Steph Curry, what did he do? First, didn't he fucking, in the third quarter, like, look at his hands, like, I'm putting a ring on this shit?
Mm-hmm.
And then when did he do the night shit?
Yeah, that was like he put him up by, I think, 15 in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was over at that point.
I mean, of course, but I just love
putting it to sleep. But yeah. I do think So he, after he hit a three, he did the, you know, night, night gesture, which has been a thing he's been doing in these playoffs, like time to go to sleep.
I mean, I know that the Aaliyah choreography from the Are You Somebody video where it was sleep, sleep, sleep. Mm-hmm. And that's how you did the two hands to your side.
Yeah, he's doing the sleep, sleep, sleep gesture. And I do feel like that will continue on, like the as a gesture that people do in NBA games going forward. It's pretty cool. It's pretty devastating.
Will we see props ever? Like on the sideline?
Props on like, side bets?
Like you're
on,
not, obviously can't bring that shit on the court.
Props, like
you
prop get, comedy.
Yes, like, yes, exactly. Then you go to the bench, maybe you subbed out, so like you can do your signature move, and they give Steph Curry like a nightcap and a blanket, and he's like...
Starts sucking his thumb. I've always thought that would be funny to like have somebody get carried off of the court after an injury, but like carried off like a baby with like your hand under their their legs wrapped around.
Yeah.
Which you could do with the size differential in the league. You know, have a 7-footer carry off Steph Curry if he.
Great ideas. We should. We'll tell the NBA about this one.
But you would have to suck your thumb to complete it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For them to know you're okay.
I also have to give a shout out to Haley O'Shaughnessy, who had this tweet. It was an interesting observation about the Minnesota Timberwolves. She wrote, Garnett left Minnesota and won a ring shortly thereafter.
Okay.
Opening the door for Minnesota to be bad enough to draft day trade for Kevin Love, who left Minnesota and won a ring shortly thereafter. thanks to Wiggins. So he was traded. Kevin Love was traded for Andrew Wiggins, who was traded out of Minnesota and won a ring shortly thereafter. And then she said, congrats to D'Lo, who was traded for Wiggins. So if that chain continues on, D'Angelo Russell will be traded somewhere shortly and win a ring. But it's like a chain of custody that the Minnesota Timberwolves have, but then don't get to actually.
I love that logic. It's like, it's a great stepping stone, man, getting traded out of Minnesota. You're on your way, man. You're on your way.
And I feel comfortable saying this because Minnesota has one of the most exciting young teams. So I don't feel
I'm not worried
bad for y'all. Yeah, y'all are okay.
You have one of the greatest actors on planet Earth on your team.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards. So that alone.
All right. Elon Musk is trending because he's getting sued for $258 billion by a cryptocurrency investor who is saying like that it's basically a pyramid scheme. Like, how do you legally differentiate between a pyramid scheme and Dogecoin?
Yeah. This guy who filed the lawsuit in New York, he's accusing Musk, Tesla, and SpaceX of like running a pyramid scheme to drive up, like to pump up the price of crypto, which you're like, wow, that's interesting. I mean, I don't obviously know how even viable this is a lawsuit, but the lawsuit added, quote, that defendants falsely and deceptively claim that Dogecoin is a legitimate investment when it has no value at all, which is, hi, welcome to crypto.
That's the damn thing. That's the damn thing.
That's the thing, though, my honor. It never had value, so am I really a scammer?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, it won't be. There's too much money at stake for any sort of legal judgment in favor of the people who got screwed over by it.
There's so many stories of people holding bags right now since the shit started really fucking crashing again. There's like a $10 billion crypto hedge fund where like the founders have basically vanished.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the founders have taken a bath. But no, that's not how it works.
They yoinked they said, gotta go. And people are like, wait, what? I need my money that I invested. And crickets. So I don't know. The whole thing is so dark. And I feel like at this moment, with people being desperate, it's just going to get weird. But cool, Elon.
With people being desperate, it's just going to get weird. Could be the subtitle. The tagline for America
for 21st
century.
Yeah.
People being desperate, it's just going to get weird.
It's just going to get weird. Weirder than you thought.
World Cup 2026, speaking of America in the 21st century, is happening in America.
Canada and Mexico.
Yeah. All parts of North America.
We got them.
Is there like a central hub, or is this just happening everywhere?
I feel like they suspect the main games could either kick off in Mexico City or LA at SoFi.
Mm. And this will be 2 years before the Olympics in Los Angeles.
Yes, so exactly. So
nice little preview of the World Fair police state.
Yeah. Yeah. But the cities that are going to be involved, Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco, LA, Guadalajara, Kansas City, Dallas, Atlanta, Houston, Monterrey, Mexico, Mexico City, Toronto, Boston, Philly, Miami, and New York, New Jersey.
New York, New Jersey, one of my favorite cities in New Jersey. Yeah.
What does that mean? It's going to be at the Meadowlands or some shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that is probably what that means.
Is that what, I mean, like, that's how I always interpret that line, when it's like, well, what is it?
Right. Like, but the Nets rules, Jets right, rules. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so for our listeners who aren't from the United States, those places aren't anywhere close to each other.
No.
So, you know, don't plan on just coming to America and renting a car, I would say.
Well, you could, if you thought about it, right, you could do the L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, Vancouver, mm-hmm. go up the Pacific coast, you know, type tour.
You could.
Like, you'd have to, like, localize it, right? Like, you could do, like, the Northeast quadrant. You could do the Pacific and Pacific Northwest quadrant mm-hmm. or whatever. But, yeah, all that to say, World Cup. We should be fucking watching World Cup right now. I'm so fucking pissed about that. So, this is the time in the summer where we get to watch World Cup and we don't have it because it's happening in November.
Got it.
The first time, like, ever. Like, what the fuck are we doing? And again, great moment to plug the new podcast, Lords of Soccer, that I helped produce for iHeart about the corruption at FIFA, and helps map out how we got to this point where FIFA's just like, yeah, this is a sports washing product for your autocratic state. So, yeah.
Why the switch? Was it just like because of weather?
Yeah, because the temperature, it would be untenable right now.
Oh, right, because it's in Qatar, right?
Yeah. So that's why they're like, November's better. They're like, oh, okay, cool. Right. But the other thing that people don't talk about, like, prior to that, like, when they were saying it was going to happen in the summer, and I was like, that sounds like absolute nonsense. They're like, we're going to create, like, blinds that block out the sun and gigantic air conditioners. And people are like, that sounds even dumber. So
gigantic air conditioners for the outdoors.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back to talk about more things that are trending.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And Vince McMahon is trending.
Yep. He's stepping aside as CEO temporarily and named Stephanie McMahon, his daughter, as the interim CEO, as mm-hmm. he's investigated for potential hush payments to a former employee he had an affair with and paid $3 million. Twitter has like, there's so many people who have just been like, yeah, that's like just one of the things you could probably look into Vince McMahon about. And like, there's like one thread I couldn't even get through, like documenting all kinds of weird shit he did over the years when he was at the WWF. So, Yeah, I think most people who look at just the sport of wrestling and like the darkness that's on the periphery of it, you're like, and him at the top, I'm sure he's up to some shit. So they did note that he will still be in directing the content direction of the company.
Yeah, this reminds me of like when Putin stepped aside as the leader of Russia and people were like, well, all right, well, who's sure. next? And yeah. like, no one's next, dummy. Like this, he's still leading everything. It's just
said that.
Right.
That's it. It's not, I'm not functionally stepping aside. I'm just saying that. So it sounds like that.
Trump, speaking of Vince McMahon, Donald Trump, you know, the Vince McMahon of global politics, I guess, right now.
That works.
Yeah. So we had day three, basically told the tale of how Trump knew that he lost, but he was still keeping the pressure up.
Absolutely. And just, you know, the legal scholars and judges all spoke about like at length about like this, the logic that they're trying to apply to Pence being able to overturn the election was just total fucking nonsense. But anyway, let me just tell you, this is just a clip of him. While they're saying, first of all, Trump is all saying stuff like, I never pressured Pence to do anything. Then, you know, then the January 6th committee, you know, unveils their findings. Then this is him today screaming in Nashville, Tennessee, not incriminating himself at all.
Hear ye, the great state of Georgia is unable to properly count our votes. Thomas Jefferson said, oh, we're going to take your votes. We're not sending them back. We're taking them. And he took the votes. And they got elected. He and his wonderful president. So I said to Mike, if you do this, you can be Thomas Jefferson. And then after it all went down, I looked at him one day and I said, Mike, hate to say this, but you're no Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
What is he talking about? Sorry, is he saying that like their other presidents have like staged like overthrown election results, and so
I didn't even follow that. I mean, but yeah, that's essentially though him saying like, yeah, I told him to do that.
Is he Super Producer Brian also asked the the very valid question: is he in a helium rich environment? Is he like pitched up for this clip? He does sound a little bit. More high-pitched than usual.
He was also being like, hey, y'all want any pardons if you're a January 6th defendant?
Right.
Even while January 6th defendants are having their lives totally destroyed and being treated worse than terrorists and murderers, despite most being charged with parading through the Capitol, most people
is a parade.
Should not be treated the way they're being treated.
Mm-hmm.
And if I become president someday, if I decide to do it, mm-hmm. I will be looking at them very, very seriously for pardons. Very, very seriously.
This guy's in a fucking fantasy world. Although he's probably, who knows?
He is. I don't know, man.
He's in a fantasy world. Whoops.
Whoops. He's in a fantasy world that will become reality.
It's just more like his ego is stronger than ever. So, yeah, that's why he's trending.
All right. Nathan Fielder is trending because dropped a teaser for a HBO show. Like he's had a deal with HBO for a while since Nathan For You ended on Comedy Central. The first thing from that was How to.
Yeah.
With John
Wilson.
Wilson, I believe.
Yeah.
And that was absolutely massive.
massive, mate.
Very good. And now there appears to be a scripted series coming called Rehearsal. The trailer or the teaser is just a woman with a baby like
in a nursery or something.
In a nursery doing like very standard like baby mommy interaction type stuff. But it's like Nathan Fielder in a room almost like the Truman Show where like there's multiple cameras and
right.
It's like this everyday activity thing is happening like as part of a like reality show. I don't know.
Just the visual of that master control room, like where clearly all the cameras are being observed and like manipulated, and then just seeing the figure of Nathan Fielder like pacing back and forth in front of it. You're like, that's enough for me to be
fuck? I'm in.
I don't even know what this is.
I think the tagline or like whatever the one sentence that has come along with the thing is basically like, what if you could rehearse for everyday life type thing? Like what if you could prepare and rehearse and redo everyday life, which is intriguing to me. Mm-hmm.
Someone
also gave me a chance to watch old, not just like Nathan For You, but like the stuff from his days on like the CBC and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one where, about MP3 players?
I've heard about
15. he's like a teenager, essentially. It's right when iPods have just come out,
mm-hmm.
and he goes to a electronics store and is like asking the like one of the sales associates to explain like MP3 players to him. And then he's like, all right, so here, just let do a visual. I'll come in, I'll be a guy who's like here and you explain MP3 players to me. And then he's like, all right, go. And then the guy's like, hi, welcome to the store. And he's like, oh, hi. And then he's like, hey, could I interest you in an MP3 player? He's like, no, I'm just looking. there's like this long, the guy keeps pushing MP3 players on him. And he's like, no, man, like I told you, I'm just looking. Like, why are you hassling
me? Oh, so he's doing the David Brent from The Office move of setting up a bit of pantomime just to be mm-hmm. the big scene stealer. All right.
Mm-hmm. It's an absolute masterclass.
Right. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, Drake is trending.
Yeah, he put an album out last night. I haven't heard it.
Had to put an album out last night, man.
Yeah, had to. I bet he probably put money on the Celtics.
Could be.
And then he's like, boom! All right, man, we're dropping that album tonight.
Yeah.
Or I wonder if the bet... There have been so many stories about his gambling that have come out recently that I'm so curious how much gambling has affected the decision to make this album, to release the album, like what his own financial situation is. He's like, yeah, fuck it. Let me just do like my dance hits in one album. And, That'll probably go platinum, and then I can make another ridiculous bet on who knows what.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's called Honestly Nevermind. Honestly, comma, Nevermind, which is...
You'd love to hear that.
Yeah. The reviews so far say, honestly, nevermind. isn't a bad album, but it is disappointing. That's the second best review so far of the four that have dropped from Consequence.
He makes so much like middling music now. But at first when he was able to make hit after hit, you're like, oh wow, this guy can't lose. And you're like, this guy can't buy, like, I can't remember what's his, he hasn't taken over the radio recently with a track, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like been he a used while. To. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be back though.
Yeah. Super producer Brian said Drake's new album. I don't know. Who cares? I feel like a good option for his next one would be what else?
Yeah. Right.
What else?
Yeah. And the next one, and then like when it gets real bad, it's Drake, his latest album. Hey, y'all, come on. I got this new album, man. Would you mind taking a listen to it?
Talking about Drake albums, early Drake albums usually is, I'd never get tired of doing it. You guys were informing me before we started recording that my favorite Drake album isn't even an album.
No, it's a mixtape.
Yeah, it's a mixtape. You told me.
And I'm only saying that in the strictest thing of the record deal thing, because that was the thing all the like music industry nerds were like, if you're reading this, it's too late. He's just trying to get out of his Young Money deal, so he put this thing out.
Right. Still my favorite thing that he put out.
For me, I like Nothing Was the Same, or mm-hmm. that was like the height of it. But then right. he has like, then you can almost like scoop up tracks from the next couple albums and then make probably two good albums from like the next seven.
Right. Yeah.
Because there's usually like one fucking real, real bangar on there, but no, not anymore.
We'll see. I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, I might be. You might see me in a mesh marina, fucking Dutty whining to this album. So we'll see.
Oh, actually, I just listened to it. Honestly, never mind.
That's yeah, like the that no one can ever say that and sound like it. Nothing like cringy is happening.
It feels like he's the one person who saw Future's album I Never Liked You Anyways with him sleeping on the cover and was like, ooh, that's what I need to tap into, is right. Being like, I don't even want to be here anymore, like, ooh. Give me the energy of the character from the I Think You Should Leave season 2 sketch. Honestly, I don't even want to be here anymore.
I don't even be around anymore. What?
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending.
Yes, yes.
We are back on Tuesday with a whole ass episode. We're taking off, as mentioned yesterday, for Juneteenth on Monday.
Yep.
So happy long weekend to anybody else who's able to do that. And we will be back Tuesday with a whole ass episode. Yep. Until then, be kind to each other. Be yes. kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Nope. And we will talk to y'all on Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.